Howdy, folks. How are you? I have in the studio here Jeff Berner from Fab Lab and Dick Boak from Martin Guitar. Welcome, gentlemen. How are you?
Just great, Dave. Just nice great, to be with you.
We are here celebrating Dick Boak's appearance at Fab Lab coming up on May 18th. That's a Thursday night at 7 p.m. Fab Lab is on the Northampton County Community College campus down here on the south side. Jeff, why don't you tell me what that Fab Lab is?
Well, Fab Lab is a pretty unique place where if you have an idea for making something, you could just about make anything in the Fab Lab. So it's all about processes, plastics, woodworking, electronics, metalwork, you name it. But we started a guitar program about 4 years ago, and that's really, really been exciting.
How many folks do you have involved, say, in this? Is it like broken into semesters?
Well, it's not really, because it's all community ed, so we kind of roll through all the classes. We do sort of look at semesters as kind of a breakdown between certain classes, but we can offer classes all year round, so we just go right through it. Electric guitar and acoustic guitar classes run, you know, mostly, you know, spring and fall.
And how many folks do you have currently involved as we speak?
We probably have about 30 people enrolled in various places in the guitar program, you know, starting out with from beginners all the way to people that are just in there working on their guitars on an hourly basis. So, and then the rest of the lab, there's in one semester, there's hundreds of people that go through to learn all the other, you know, aspects like woodworking, electronics, robotics. But, you know, it all connects, and especially with guitars, there's a lot of technology in guitars that that pertain to all those different processes.
Indeed. And you've started a series of bringing in outside artists, and you've had Frank DeBussolo on jazz guitar, Mike Dugan doing Les Paul type of electric guitar, and now you're bringing in my friend Dick Boak.
We go back.
We go way back. Dick has been making instruments for a long time. We were just discussing your first one, the one with a doorknob on it.
Yeah. I guess I'll have to bring it along. So I guess this goes back how many years? 42 years that when Godfrey Daniels was just starting on the south side, and I was dabbling in instrument making and just making the most abominable things you ever saw in your life.
But they were curious.
They were curious.
And that's what struck me.
For a moment.
I just remember saying, what's the deal with this?
You know, that one had five drone strings and the doorknob, which was attached to a sitar string. And so you play the drone notes, and then you can go.
Oh, great. Kind of like a
that was my hit
Pennsylvania
song
Dutch sitar.
Yes, hey, no.
You've been invited to do a session at the Fab Lab that includes your talking about your instruments that you've made, your work with Martin Guitar as an archivist, and you're going to bring a couple guitars with you. Interesting.
Yeah, probably
ones
from my personal collection.
Oh, great.
I'm not going to tell you how many I have, but, you know, the right number to have is X plus one. I've been involved with guitar making for more than four decades, and very involved with other guitar makers and the process, and with trying to extend the knowledge of guitar making and the sharing of information, and the notion that I hadn't been to the Fab Lab and didn't know a whole lot about it. I certainly had heard about it, and I just had to get over there. So many people were coming out of there with a great knowledge of instrument making, and so I'm really honored to be part of the program, and looking forward to putting on a fun, informative show. I think they want to hear a little bit about my work with legendary artists like
right.
Dave Fry and Eric Clapton and Johnny Cash.
I can edit most of this.
Yeah, you can edit this out.
Johnny Cash is out.
For me, growing up in the time period that we did and having my musical heroes and being able to kind of honor my heroes with collaborations and building special guitars that suit their very specific needs for guitar playing and tone, it's just an incredible opportunity and fun career for me.
you've been kind of a gatekeeper. You funnel people into the Martin sound, cater to them, and put together these great vehicles for their creativity. And that is an amazing thing.
Well, you know, before the program started, it was against the rules at Martin, really, right, to collaborate or do anything like that with artists or to deal directly with people. The most significant thing is that artists bring a lot to the table with respect to ideas about what tone can and should be, or neck width or body shape or all the elements that make up a great instrument. So for us to have a direct connection with the artists is crucial.
You're also going to be bringing your auto harp and your new CD.
Yeah, I've had the great pleasure of working with Craig Thatcher, who is my inspiration. He pushed me. He thought my songs were good and that they deserved to be recorded. I had a little less confidence in that, but he pushed ahead, and the recording process is really great, and I've learned a tremendous amount. And this new CD, which is called Under the Supermoon, really, I'm very, very proud of it, and so is Craig and the other musicians that worked on the CD, all great people, great musicians. And it really came out great, and it's getting great reviews.
And oh, here's one. Uniquely intelligent, clever, and poetic.
Well, I wrote that.
That's what I thought. Well, you're right on. And I like this one. Peppered with auto harp, piano, guitar, dot, dot, dot. Accordion, tuba, and light. My goodness, you dare to have accordion and tuba on the same. Well, no, they go together pretty well. Craig is on it. It's a delightful selection of some pensive songs and some light songs, some blues, and lots of ear candy with the great players.
Yeah, and beautifully recorded. We recorded up at Red Rock Studios with Kent Heckman, and he does a great job, and clear as a bell.
How do you see the evening going?
I try to tailor. Oh, I shouldn't use that word. I try to craft. I try to craft each presentation that I do, and I've done many hundreds of presentations. I try to craft it around what the desires or needs of the particular group is. I'm going to talk about guitar making. I'm going to talk about my work with artists. I'm going to talk about recording and music, and I'm going to play some songs and maybe have some interactive stuff with a couple of the people in the audience that might want to come up. I really am not 100% sure, but I want to deliver what the audience wants. But I do hope that people come out and see the Fab Lab and see what a great space it is for learning the craft of guitar making and other makings, and also to have a fun and informative and entertaining evening.
What I particularly like is the juxtaposition of Martin and its umpteen years.
184
years making guitars, and then people take it upon themselves to make their own guitar right here in the Lehigh Valley. That's pretty amazing.
It's very amazing. And it's also amazing the kind of support that you feel coming out of Martin Guitar. You know, they could be totally opposite. You know, they could be sort of, you know, threatened by individual makers, and they're exactly the opposite. They are just they just want to proliferate the whole genre of making guitars, getting the sound that people want, and getting the music out there. You know, from an acoustic guitar, it's just a wonderful feeling.
And eventually, they'll get a Martin.
Well, yeah,
everybody will. I do.
I do.
I have X plus one.
I've always been a little confused about this because there is this notion that when you teach somebody how to build a guitar that they're instantaneously becoming competition for Martin and
right.
how does that serve Martin, or why would Martin support something like that? But the reality is that an individual making a guitar is probably going to spend 80 or 90 hours, and if they were going to charge an hourly rate, would have to charge four to five times what Martin sells guitars for. And the reason being that Martin is very experienced. We're tooled up. We know how to do it, and we do it efficiently, and we do it really well. And that's why the guitars are popular. So it is true that individual makers have a little bit of a difficult time competing with Martin, but it's such a labor of love. And also, the Fab Lab is producing talent, which could be theoretically some of our employees in the future. So that's a great thing as well.
Jeff, now you do electric and acoustic guitars there.
So yeah, we actually started with electrics. I basically started putting electrics into the program because I needed to get a wider demographic of people. And we were getting a lot of gray-haired, old, bearded guys like myself. And I needed to get young people involved. And I thought, well, the electric guitar appeals to, you know, every single age group. Let's do, give that a try. And it took off. And then what followed was the flat top acoustic and then the arch top.
Oh, even arch tops too. That's great.
You're, yeah, we do the, great. We do a, you know, hand carved. We carve all our tops. We tone them. The arch tops, you'd be impressed with. They're really coming out. We just did a 7-string arch top, which was pretty impressive.
That's great. Tell me of some of the upcoming events you might have.
We're going to be doing a combo in September with one of the guys who built the guitar in the lab, a lady, Joan Zachary, who worked at Martin for years. She's going to be singing and putting that group together. We have Frank DeBusolo coming in mid-July, and he's bringing a fairly very well-known jazz guitarist with him. Then we'll just see what happens. We'll try to get, you know, a variety of music. We'll go all, you know, Irish to jazz to whatever, and we're just relating it to the guitar and how it relates to the musician.
Do you have in-house jam sessions?
Probably all just about time. Every night. I mean, they go on, like they start about 9:30 and they go on till sometimes midnight, so we're just hanging out, and surprising number of people you didn't even know played as well as they do or building guitars, and then they pick one up. But I just have to say the most amazing thing is after a 60-hour to 70-hour build when they first string it, it's just what a look on their faces when they first get sound out of this instrument that they've worked so hard on. That's the most, the joy that I feel, you know, whenever I see that happen. Yeah, and I think
great.
They really appreciate also, like Dick said, the work that goes into a guitar, and then you can, you know, you can try to say, okay, I'm going to sell this guitar for $4,000 or $5,000, but the average on the hourly is probably like maybe $5 to $10 an hour because it takes so long to do. So the appreciation for what goes into the instrument, I think is something that they learn.
Well, you know, the other thing is that a person's soul or something gets embedded into the work. You know, when you sweat and sand and scrape and work on wood for that amount of time, something is in there.
There's an exchange, you know.
It's part of you. It's really hard to calibrate.
Yeah, a lot of times when I'm doing the arch tops, I talk a lot about the philosophy of becoming sort of one with that piece of wood that's eventually going to, you know, put out a sound. And they really do kind of look at me cross-eyed at first, but after about 2 weeks of carving, they look at their blisters, and I think they understand.
That's right. That's where I banged my head against it, trying to make it sound good. That's great. Well, this is wonderful. Once again, the event is Fab Lab Presents Dick Boak, Thursday, May 18th, 7 p.m. It's down on the south side of Bethlehem on 3rd Street, the 500 block. Dick Boak will be talking about the evolution of acoustic guitar, some of his curious Martins and other acoustic endeavors, playing some auto harp.
A little bit of that.
Do you want to get out your auto harp and play
a
little bit?
I do. I just want to say that everything you've heard about me out there in the world, it's not true. So it really will be a fun and entertaining night, and please come on down. So I will play some auto harp.
Great.
And we should also say, you know, they can get the tickets for this by, you know, calling the Fab Lab.
Oh, wow. Kind of space music there. So, Dick, you actually put something on your album with phase-shifted auto harp.
Well, you know, if you hold several keys down at once, it blocks out all of the strings, and you can get a percussive sound like this.
That's right. We We've been talking with Dick Boak, Jeff Berner, and he's playing at the Fab Lab May 18th on Thursday of this month. That's right, 7 p.m. Check out the Fab Lab website and Facebook page. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Dave.
And thanks, Dick. Always a pleasure to
see you,
my
Dave.
Friend. Thanks so much.